right next to the 219.
Right.
Nobody's going to buy a house right next to the 219. No.
Plus, what they want, because they don't want anybody to put a house
there. Right. So, obviously,
Scott,
it's up to the town to decide.
And Joe and Julia and Jean and Connor have to put on their big boy pants and tell these people it sucks.
Right.
That's how you do.
And she wants to meet with us, and I appreciate that, but we got no say in the matter. Okay, thanks for showing us. But you got to talk to the town.
Yeah.
There's a letter here, Joe. Talking about the rezoning.
Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
So this girl.
There's, well, no, this parcel that this letter's about is, it's a parcel off of Taylor Road that's along the 219 corridor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjacent to the Conway Circle development off of Taylor. And it was one of our proposals to change it from R3 to DR, Development and Research. And the residents, according to this letter and according to everything I hear, are objecting. They want it to be R1, in their opinion. And then what's interesting in this letter when you read it is this woman actually says that she feels that it should not be developed, which obviously the property owner who owns the property wouldn't like hearing that because they own that property. This guy, Liebex Holdings LLC, obviously bought it because he wants to develop it.
So this woman, I've seen her around.
Lindsay Riggs.
She's trying to be an influencer and fancy, and her husband has a lot of money. And they're just trying to...
Is that what Buffalo Lovebirds means?
Yeah, that's their Instagram where they just take pictures of themselves and...
I was wondering what the Buffalo Lovebirds was.
Yeah. I love this website, too. Keep Pleasant Acres West Residential at change.org. Aw, that's so sweet.
I did not click on that link yet.
Is that actually a Pleasant Acres?
That's awful.
At the bottom, she's actually created a page, I guess.
That is horrible.
And she's getting signatures and that yet.
Throw up, I think. I'm white mom.
So anyways, I guess, unfortunately, it's just four of us tonight, Rose.
Okay.
So Joanne couldn't make it. Gene said he was coming, but Gene, seeing all the scuttle on email, might have thought there's not a meeting. So he might have decided not to come because there was scuttle about maybe canceling the meeting.
What do we need?
I did say there wasn't enough for a quorum.
What do we need for a quorum?
Technically, we only need four. And there's only three voting members. So we can't even vote on anything tonight. So we can't approve the minutes or the financial report that we haven't received in 6 months, or anything else for that matter.
I vote we make a petition on change.org to silence Lindsay Ruggs' influence.
Riggs.
So moved, but we can't vote.
Are you interested in knowing the total of signed signatures?
Sure.
We have zero signed of at least 200.
Okay. Well, she says in her letter that she's got 100 signatures. So anyways, I guess for the record, Rose, I brought the letter to the attention of the board members. We reviewed it. If you guys want to make any more comments on it.
No, just need to get our bylaws signed, hopefully by the end of the year, because apparently that takes a year at this committee.
It's only 12 hours. Each year is 12 hours.
So along with the rezoning, why don't we tackle the rezoning, and then we'll tackle the bylaws, and then if you guys have anything else. So the rezoning, for those of you who don't know, was pitched to the town board. The town board was eager to move on rezoning those 13 proposals, and then they hit a wall. Gene could explain what the wall is. I think there's some differences of opinion on the five-member board about each parcel, so it's been slowed down. The one that they decided to bring to the table first was this one. It was proposal number 13, which is the one off Taylor Road. And then obviously with all these citizens' concerns, they, to my knowledge, tabled it twice. So what I'm getting at is there's been no activity.
Yeah.
So there's really nothing to talk about. We'll wait for the town to make a decision, and then we can, I think, move on. But the town has yet to make a decision, to my knowledge, on any of the 13 proposals. The other thing we wanted to tackle was the bylaws. We sent the changes that everybody in the on our committee agreed to the town and village boards. And I only heard back from the town, and basically what I heard from the town through Gene was that the town felt that we are an advisory committee, and basically what he was saying is we can make our own decisions, and he doesn't want to step in the way of what, our progress or what we're doing. So
Gene said that.
Gene said this.
Why couldn't he have said that at any other meeting?
So this was probably after discussion with the other town board members, I'm guessing, that... the town, what I'm getting at is the town has no issues with us passing those bylaws. The village, I've yet to hear from. So I will follow up with Joanne to see how the village feels. But I personally feel, I don't know how you guys feel, that we need to move forward with inviting the school to get involved. So we do need to extend, if you guys feel that's a good thing, to bring the school into our group. We do need to extend that offering to David Lilick. And Joanne had a great suggestion. Please do it with less than 24 hours notice. great suggestion, Joanne. And I'll talk to Molly, but I think we should reach out to David Lilick now.
Why would
to prepare him a month and a half in advance of our next meeting, or a month in advance, I should say, of our next meeting, to see if he would come and then see who they would want to appoint as the member. I think... our suggestion was David be the member or Jeff Petrus be the member.
Jeff Petrus would be the voting member, take a vote for the liaison.
So our thought was David Lilick would be the liaison, Jeff Petrus would be the member. Jeff, do you know Jeff Petrus?
Mm-hmm.
He's like the second in command at the school district. Mm-hmm. He's the head financial guy. I think he actually is called the assistant superintendent. I've worked with him. I've known him my whole life. I think he would be a great addition to our committee.
Oh, great.
So that's all I have.
We did offer to present the bylaws to the village and town boards if they so choose, and they, I believe, have declined, which is fine. Gene's going to sign it, and we can have the chamber sign it whenever. But I think Gene's concern was don't invite the school until we've all agreed to the bylaws and signed it, which... so I agree. Let's reach out to the schools, get them involved.
Anything else we want to discuss tonight?
I have two hearing aids now.
That's exciting.
Nice.
$5,000 and now
wow.
I can hear.
Wow.
That's
excellent.
All. Just want you to know. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I can hear all kinds of things.
That you couldn't hear before.
I'm just excited because now I can hear you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sorry I had to say it, but...
that's cool.
I signed the contract for my house today.
Congratulations.
One of the sellers. Let's
see.
That's exciting.
Ooh.
In Orchard Park?
In Orchard Park.
Where?
Right down the street from you.
Yeah.
Where?
4476 South Buffalo Street.
Just beyond Thorn. If you're going south on Buffalo Street, just past... Thorn on the right, the brick house. Across the street from the Woodview Apartments.
I don't know, sure.
After Nativity, before St. John Lutheran, on the right. In between Pete Harding's house and the weird castle looking house.
Yeah. Okay, all right, because that's the one, and then the Pete's the weird guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so I'm like, that's the only house I can think of.
He's in between the weird guy and the castle.
It's right. Awesome, because the castle. Person's old, doesn't say anything.
Guy.
And on the other side, Pete's not allowed to live there. She can't live in that house.
They've been
here for years, so I have no neighbors.
That's real nice. That's real nice. What's that woman? I've always wanted to know what's going on at that castle house. Walk up, knock on her door, and just
elderly lady
see
in her
what's
90s,
up.
I think.
I'll find out.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice lady.
And you have some news that happened since our last meeting. He doesn't even know.
John had a baby.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're not.
Yes.
I was going to ask you that today when I saw
it.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yes.
John didn't have a baby.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah.
How old is the
John's
baby?
John's wife had a baby.
My wife had a baby.
Nancy had a baby.
12 days.
And you couldn't tell us?
I
was there today.
That's
a little boy or a little girl?
Yeah, but you disappeared, and I couldn't ask you because I had some feeling, and I was like, I got to go talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Yep. the day after
that's great.
Natalie.
Oh, that's, she's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's a picture.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Interesting, right?
Interesting, yes.
The lack of sleep and what you thought used to be your normal life was changing.
Very quickly.
Yes.
In a matter of hours, it changed drastically.
I know, I stood there wondering, she's screaming at 2 a.m. and I'm back from the hospital and I'm like, it's just me taking care of this kid.
Yep.
And I never have even babysat, so that was my start off.
My wife is doing all that fun stuff. I had 5 days off and it was 6 days too many. So it was back at work. So she's at home working everything, so it's good. Yep. I just get home at some point today. I don't really get home. And then probably have to.
And this is why I keep working, because the minute I retire, they want me to babysit.
Right.
Yeah. I have 8 of them, 8 grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
They're all under 7.
Oh.
They're little, wow. Little people.
Yeah. Wow.
They're adorable.
Nice. Very cool.
But they don't come home with me.
That's pretty good. That used to be the best part with my nephews.
Yeah.
They can go home.
Now she cries all night with us. Well, we cry all night with her, I should say.
And that's a beautiful name.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's been a learning curve for everyone. Yep.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Well, we can make a motion to adjourn. We're here for having a motion.
So, in conclusion, I will reach out to Molly to reach out to David Lilick. I'll take care of that. I will reach out to Joanne also to make sure the village is comfortable with the bylaws first.
Could you ask Molly for permission, and then we will write the letter to Lilick so we make sure it gets sent?
Absolutely. We will help her out.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey. Okay, 116 people signed the letter. Okay. I just go from 200. Okay, it must have just.
Yeah, she did say 100 in her letter.
I bet I could get more than 116 petitions.
There aren't even 100 people in that neighborhood.
Yeah. So.
If I get 5,000 people to petition against that petition, does that make that petition go away?
Unfortunately.
Regardless of the petition, her comments have been heard.
Yep.
And we will make sure that, and I'm sure the town board has heard these comments as well. And I'll talk to Gene about that and make sure he's familiar with her concerns. And it's out of our hands. We'll let the town make the decision that's best for the town.
Yeah, great. There you go.
I should start a petition that my neighbors can't play basketball before 7 a.m.
Technically, after 6, they can.
Well, but
noise ordinance.
I thought it was at 7 a.m.
I think it's 6. Actually, Rose probably knows
for the
noise ordinance.
Is town the same as village? I don't.
I think so. And I think it's 6, isn't it?
In the morning?
Yeah.
I think. Oh, I don't know. It might be 7 for the noise.
Yeah. I was out at 7.
With trucks
all
and stuff?
All I know is I'm sleeping. That's all I know.
I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, that's bad.
Petition to make it so you can't have a daycare next to your house.
We are desperate to do some kind of thing that's fortunately helpful to our Christian services. But
there is no 310 train out of Yuma.
Exactly. The 310 the train to Yuma isn't coming for 10 years. I'm thinking we're getting close.
A couple minutes
take about a 3-minute break.
Okay.
Stop. started earlier than the
one. Oh,
it started later tonight than the one yesterday.
So the only one we're missing is Bill.
Yeah, he's at the concert. So I'm going.
Phil's at the concert.
Folks, welcome to the regularly scheduled August meeting of the Town of Orchard Park Planning Board. Before we begin our business for this session, there are some notifications we have to review. The first is that should the fire alarm sound, there are several doors marked with illuminated exit signs. If you proceed to any one of those and you leave via that exit, you will see another illuminated exit sign which will take you to an outside door into safety. Relative to commissioners appearing before the board, it is incumbent upon anyone appearing before the board who has a family, finance, or business relationship with any member of the board to make that relationship known under state law and the town code of ethics. So, with that in mind, we can begin our business, and our first regular item is Planning Board File 5222, Woodridge Park Association, 10 Hastings Drive, currently zoned R3. The applicant is requesting approval of subdivision signage. That will be you.
Yep, yes, sir. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
My name is Jim Padilla. Central Signs.
Yep.
We are asking for permission to erect this ground sign up in the Woodridge Park area, of course. It was approved by the zoning board, I think, a month or so ago. Most situations I'm aware of, so. We're just asking your blessings.
You're representing the association?
I am with the sign company representing this.
Yeah, I spoke to Rocco last night.
Okay, in my office.
Right, and I actually did talk to you about our conversation last night.
Not really. Rocco's a little bit older now, so it's...
Well, I guess he had contacted me. The last time we had a meeting, there was a lot of concerns, most of the time. When it comes to signage, when it comes to a 40-square-foot sign, you went before the zoning board because the sign exceeded the 40-square-foot.
No, we're actually, so it's 20. Are you counting both signs? It's only 20-square.
Then why'd you go to the zoning board?
Because the code calls for 16-square in that particular...
My understanding was is the sign was a little bit over 40, therefore...
No, sir. It's 20, and actually the building inspector, it's hoping been a mess for 3 months. I couldn't even get an answer from anybody, honestly. Because of the shape, I'm going to throw a bunch of drawings.
That was my understanding. It was a little bit because of the shape of the sign.
Yeah, because that's some circles right. Cut out. So it was right. Basically down to 16 square, maybe less.
16 square is a small sign.
It's not huge at all. It's tiny, trust me. It's tiny. I mean, most signs we do are 60 square, 80 square inches longer. This is... Nothing really.
Does that include the pedestal and any frame around the sign? Or
no, that's not the bricks. No, we never count that.
I have a bunch of them, Casey. Thanks. You're up.
What's the square footage if you include all the stone?
I'd have to look at that for you.
I don't know.
Remy, do you need one?
Yeah.
Thank you. There you go, sir.
Well, I guess the big thing is, as I'm reading this, I have the minutes from the zoning board. The sign was 16, but the masonry, with the masonry that you're providing, it's actually 60 square feet. At least that's what you presented to the ZBA.
Whatever that is, that's what we
as a board within our code, as far as the sign goes, we allow 40 square feet.
Right, but that never includes the pedestals.
Well, if you look at signs along 28, especially right. business signs, right. what we do is they're on a pedestal.
Correct.
But there's no aesthetic brickwork around them or anything like that.
There are some.
Well, it might have been.
From, I don't know from when.
It might have been grandfathered. It could have been grandfathered
but
ultimately, it was our impression, at least. I can only speak for myself.
Yeah, I understand.
Some of the other member boards is that 60-foot square foot overall sign with the concrete and the brickwork was just way, way too much for what we would appreciate and we felt was reasonable.
Right. Mr. Chairman, the engineering department has run the numbers and you've determined that the size of the sign is.
It's just under 40 square feet. 40. It's 5 feet by 4.
Does that include the two stone pedestals on the side? I would add 12 inches for those.
Yeah,
at least.
You're still even with, so it's over 40. It's how much?
20 square. 20 square with the sign. Then you got to add the pedestals in.
And the pillars.
And the pillars, right.
There. 6 by 1.
At least one. I mean, the way I see it, it's 6 by at least 7. If you have a 12-inch pedestal on both sides of a 5-foot sign, so that's a little over.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the label on the pedestal sign, but they're probably these are probably like.
It's probably 12 inches.
They're probably 18 inch, I would say, yes. I would say 18 inches.
So at 18.
But I think we could, again, we have to have the stone.
So
we are 48.
36 inches in brick, and then 60 inches in sign. So it's 5 and 3 is 8 feet wide by 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
48 is the same.
Yeah, because again, stone, everything has to kind of match with forms and everything, and with the block. I mean, you can cut them down, but to make things easy for the mason, you got to at least kind of got to match right with blocks and then get the stone on top and so on. So we try to make it at least reasonable. And at the same time, we've done some really small. It looks cheesy when you do these things really tiny. It just looks really, really weird. So we try to go minimum 18 inches. We've done 2 feet. We've done 30 inches. We've done 3 feet on a lot of towns. Depending where you are, again, I'm not going to speak for the part, but most of the towns really don't count that with us. They go by overall height, sign itself size. They don't go by bricks. They never do. There are some codes that say you can go only so much of the brick. Some say you have to have more than that. So, again, just from our standpoint, we don't count brick as square footage. So I apologize. I'm not trying to mislead you anyway, just that we don't count that. In our
I would guess, and Mr. Case can tell you some of the discussion, but essentially, you know, there are two issues. There's the size of the sign itself, but there's the visual mass of the sign.
I understand.
Which is an entirely different thing.
I understand that.
And historically, there have been problems with some ancillary masonry and poor maintenance of it and different kinds of things. So I think maybe Mr. Caesar can summarize the discussion.
Mr. Chairman, okay. Engineering has
your location also comes into play. Do you have a location plan?
I don't know that because there was an existing sign that, you know, a while back, which is not there longer, but there was, I'm not sure when it was removed.
Well, there's a sign now, as you
said. Is it still there?
A sign as you pull in to the facility, there's a sign.
Right. It's going to go on that island, from what I understand.
Yes.
Right. How far back, I don't know, because I think we're going to follow where the guidelines are by the town code. So I don't think setback should be pertained to, obviously, the road itself, right? So I mean, I think that island's way back from the road, so I don't think we're even in play there. But we want to make sure, you know, it's got to be a place where it's not going to be getting hit.
And I think, if I could kind of guess, I would think most folks on the board would support, you know, distinctive signage. I guess the question here is in answer to this. I know there were a couple of options.
Well, when I talked to Rockwell, he said, what I see is there could be three things we could do.
Mm-hmm.
He says, number one is we could reduce the size of the ultimate sign, make it a little bit smaller. That way we could possibly keep the brickwork.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is we could get rid of the brickwork and just set it on a pedestal. And the third, when I'm saying brickwork, I'm just saying the stuff on the
side. Yeah, I understand. That I just set. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And the third thing, what was the third thing I mentioned before? It was the third
option.
Oh, he says that we could have just a smaller side and perhaps change it so the outline area of the sign itself was more ornate, so it would just be the sign. So yeah. Understanding, he was going to talk to whoever it was with the HOA.
There was people, there was like five people who were at place of the day. Honestly, the only reason I got involved was from the start was to get all the education and everything with that. That actually wasn't really my project, it was Ronco, so I was just trying to help out with that. I didn't know who they were. I just seen people at our place the other day, so I had no idea who they were. But as far as going back to what I said earlier, the sign is small. You know, I mean, it's not big at all. I know even some people, like, we sell 4x8 foot signs on a pole, and they're like, my God, 8 foot size of a sheetrock. When you get something in the sky or 10 feet off the ground, it looks tiny. This is, even on the ground, it's going to be tiny. There's no question in my mind whatsoever about that. Can the bricks be smaller? Yeah. I'd rather see if the board has, wants something shrunk down, I'd rather see it shrink the bricks down, so the stone bait columns rather. I just think the lettering and everything is going to get so tiny and you're not going to read it.
That would come in with that proposal.
Well, the board can make the suggestion to us. We're open to that.
Board members?
I don't think I can offer anything that's aesthetic and give you the dimensions. It's not what we do.
Well, I understand, but if the columns look too big, like you said, and they're, I believe they are 18 inches, so we could bring them down to 12 inches. That's going to make it's going to reduce it by, I don't know what the percentage is, 30%, whatever.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, you can't go too tiny. You've got to go too little, because we'll need, again, that base. You need that block in there, and you need to make the side cuts, and then you got to put the stone on top of it. Otherwise, it's going to look like these skinny square tubes coming out. It's going to look ridiculous.
I think if you took 6 inches off the bottom, you'd be under 40 square. In addition to 6 inches right. on the sides.
Right.
So that me, as in someone whose aesthetics would be not so good, perhaps those numbers would work out. That would do the math.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of just being on that bottom base because then we got nothing really to mount to. Because again, it's not this deep sign where it's got
no just
that kind of dimension.
Take 6 inches off.
Yeah, I understand, sir.
Between the ground and the base under the sign, and that shrinks it enough.
Right, I'll go back to the data source. Okay, Mr. Kaser said only because, like I said, I know you're getting at that base, but I don't think the mountain.
What about getting rid of the, keeping the bottom stone, but on the sides instead, have ornate poles that would come up?
Could be done. It's not
I think that would solve the problem.
Now, I can't speak for the development. I'm talking about me here. I didn't really know what you're doing. But if that's what the board wants, that's what I'll pass along to them. If that's what's approved, then.
I just thought it's wood-rich bark. Maybe wood beaming or some ornate wood posting might be commanded.
Where is it going to be placed? Is it to be placed on that island?
It's on that island, yeah. I couldn't tell you exactly where again because that was going to be determined based on what the code was going to allow us to do. And again, they don't want plows in it or cars, obviously. It's going to be a safe spot where it's going to be visibility, it's going to be okay. So.
Any disruption of the view of the road of folks trying to.
No, it won't. We'll make sure that's not going to happen.
That would be separate.
Right.
Right.
So, yeah, they'll make sure that's not going to be an issue. So.
Other Dick.
David.
David.
Challenge.
We have for David.
I'm just trying to see how big 6x8 is, right? Should apply what plus 10 feet. that's, again, that seems large to me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a 20% reduction or 15% reduction on everything, so that way, to your point, you keep the proportion, you keep the aesthetic,
right.
And just make it smaller.
Right. Well, again, right.
And I understand that you, it's a sign you want it to represent.
Yeah, yeah. Again, if the sign could stay the same, because again, if the code is 16, we are, and if you do, there's geometry calculus on that, or if you cut those corners off, we're probably under 16, or at least add 16 square on that. So actually, within code, so, what it calls for, which is again why the zoning board approved it, because it's pretty much are there. I think the issue really is the brick column, so I just hate to reduce that sign. I mean, for us, we're a sign company. Okay. We can make it 5 square feet. It doesn't really make our life any different, but for the customers,
I think the sense that you're getting is folks don't have a problem with the size of the sign.
I agree. They look a little bit heavy to me. They do look a little bit tall.
Out. No, I'm not agreeing.
So, will they come back to the... We encourage you to put up a retractive sign.
We understand. No, that's what we appreciate. The Bible knows your parks, so I appreciate not letting just things go up that look trashy. So I appreciate that.
So I make a motion to table this.
I'll second. There's a motion and a second to table. Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. There being only ayes heard, the motion is tabled. Please come back to us. And clearly, we define our concerns, and they seem to be less of the.
Yeah. We'll bring it down. It'll look better. I'll try to get something. When I'm up and shows a picture of the person, I would try to do something next to the city.
The location, too. You know.
Yeah, I'll try to find that out from them where it's going. I actually have asked for that initially, and I never really got an answer. But I think it was kind of back to that whole vote thing. You know, like it's a local town or whatever they want, we'll make sure they have it.
That's going to be illuminated, correct?
Externally.
In terms of location, you might want to work with
Absolutely.
Not about the site plan, which is interfering with traffic.
Right. Yeah, no one wants that, obviously. Thank you. Okay, thank you, folks. I appreciate time. Thank you. Good night.
Our second item is Manymore File 1322, Sterling Drive, Silver Grove Financial, located on the west side of Sterling, south of Windward. Zoned I-1, the applicant is seeking planning board recommendation. The town board building permit and a site plan approval to construct the 240 square foot office building. Tell us your summary, and then there's still a couple of things that we understand outstanding, and there's an additional concern.
Just passing out an updated rendering right now of the project. Made a couple slight tweaks to the plan.
Okay.
Rose, would you like one?
Oh, check. Thank you.
Yep.
Hi, everyone. Gilbert from Alliance Homes. Appreciate everyone's time this evening. So what we have today is a 5,400 square foot office building. Which will be owned and occupied by Silver Grove Financial Group. Silver Grove is founded by Jason and his partner, Ryan. Jason Lumber is in attendance with us tonight. Currently, Silver Grove operates out of an office in the village of Orchard Park. They've outgrown that space, so we're eagerly anticipating building a new facility headquarters in Sterling Drive. So we've designed a site plan and building to facilitate that. It will be 100% occupied by Silver Grove. We came before the board in April to discuss the concept level plans. Since then, we've submitted the plans to the engineering department. We're inches away from obtaining their sign-off. There's a couple of loose ends that we need to tie up. In addition to that, the sponsor has closed on the property, so they are now the owners of the property. We're eager to get going and hope to break ground before the snow flies. I have to entertain any questions.
Yeah, I guess that there are two issues from what we understand. From engineering, there are still external approvals needed in terms of water.
And sure. Yeah, utility, some utility approvals. Right. Your county water and your county parks for management.
We are sometimes not completely sure whether to move ahead until we get those or approvals or
credits.
One other thing that kind of came up is if this is where I believe it to be, because it's kind of hard to tell out there.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, there's no address pole or anything.
Right.
But, that area, at least for me, Orchard Park is typically characterized by trees. Mm-hmm. That's Orchard. And we're kind of looking around that area, and it's a little light on trees. Your landscape plan is approved, and that's mm-hmm. fine. But just, in terms of what our image of our community would look like, would you folks be comfortable working with conservation? Not in a mandatory fashion, but maybe to put a couple of extra trees on the property.
Yeah, it's something we can definitely look into. We're happy to talk with the Conservation Board again if they're so inclined.
They are so inclined.
Okay. So we added quite a bit of landscaping in excess of what's required by code. If we want to, trade some plantings or foundation plantings for some additional trees, we're absolutely willing to talk with the Conservation Board about that.
I noticed on the rendering here, there's a nice big tree. Automatically you've given us something that's not It's one of those things where we're starting to look at the development and we drive through there and there's been a lot of growth there. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the way the land was before, a lot of scrub brush there, and then they took it down. And it's become very, very sterile. And when we look at developments, and the whole idea of the planning board is like, when there's development in there, if we have an opportunity to aesthetically improve it for the community, for the people who are going to visit your business, and for yourself, we'd like to see that. When it came to the development of the landscaping of that, a lot of times they don't think as far as bigger trees to add to it. They worry about the smaller stuff, where it's going to be, making sure that it's aesthetically appropriate. What we really like, and I think what we're going to see is any other one, businesses that come before us from that area, we're already in conversation with the Conservation Board to push for that more and emphasize that more. So we'll probably see it on their end. In this case, they weren't talking before, because otherwise I think with the original plan, we probably would have said to you, put three or four extra trees in here. I'm not talking small trees, some bigger trees that'll eventually grow and help the place aesthetically.
Yeah, I wish I would have brought the landscape plan today, but we do have a couple oak trees right at the front entrance of the site. I think the landscape architect did a really, really good job of locating a couple trees, and they complement the street trees that are existing in the right of way as well.
How many parking places are we talking about?
I believe we have 19.
And your business now is on North Buffalo Street?
Right.
And how many people are employed there?
I have six.
And how many do you expect to be employed in this location?
A total of about 12. So we'll
have to salute you for growing in Orchard Park.
I'm sorry?
I said I salute you for growing
in Orchard
Park. Thank you.
Once they would like here.
We are appreciative of growth in Orchard Park. I'll just canvass other members of the board. We would have two options at this point. One would be a recommendation conditional on getting the external approvals, which we know are beyond your control.
I think in April we discussed, you know, you showed us the plan, you gave your input on it.
No questions?
No.
I think, Hal?
Yeah.
You're going to run these two concurrently, right? So if they get the outside approvals, then they're an engineering's approval, they're good to go. They don't have to come back.
No.
And we'll work with the...
That would be, our recommendation would be contingent on those.
Yeah. And then we'll work with the conservation board to...
Follow up with them and get paid.
Yeah, tree it up a little bit.
Sure.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, I think I would be prepared to make a motion.
Thank you, sir.
And I will do my best without my... glasses, which I seem to be more dependent upon almost day by day. Regarding Planning Board File 13-22, I move to recommend that the Town Board approve the presented site plan and authorize a building permit to construct a 5,340 square foot office building per this plan received on March 11, 2022, based on the following conditions and stipulations. All public notices have been filed. This is a type 1 secret action based on a short EAF, and a negative declaration is hereby made. The site 3, the site lighting is limited to those fixtures and poles indicated on the approved site plan. Light fixtures shall have flat lenses, and all lighting is to be directed downward and toward the site. 4, no outside storage or display is permitted. It was the harbor. Number 5, an updated landscape plan received June 14, 2022, meets all green space regulations with 67% green space in accordance with Section 144-44C1A2. A certified check amounting to 50% of the 20,220 landscape estimate value shall be deposited with the town clerk, that is $10,110. Conservation Board approval was granted on July 5th, 2022. 6. Any future dumpsters shall be screened in accordance with Section 144-25 of the Town Code. 7. The applicant is to provide the Town Birch Park Assessor with an independent appraisal for the completed project by a certified commercial appraiser. 8. Town Board recommended recommendational approval is pending engineering approval, which is awaiting submission of all outside agencies' approvals. And I would just add an addendum, not a condition, that we will consult with the Conservation Board about possible arboreal conditions. My $5 word of the day, boys. I salute.
I'll second the motion.
That's good.
Motion
and second. Those in favor of the motion as made, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The motion is carried. Good luck. And I think, given how well this is going to water and sewer, that you have to
yes, sir. Very great. I think about it every time.
And again, choosing to remain
here.
Our third regular business item is Planning Board File 2302, 101 Sterling Drive, the Memory Care Facility. Located on the east side of the building north of Milestone, the applicant is seeking Planning Board approval of an increase of 5 parking spaces off the existing parking circle. Is there someone here representing that project?
Yeah, I'm Jim Hannon with Hannon Engineering.
Can you sign in?
Yeah. Do you guys have the drawings? I sent like 6 copies.
If we had the opportunity to see the drawing,
what
the response would be?
Yeah, I brought just a small scale. You guys can pass it. Yeah, we had one that was passed around prior in our earlier meeting.
Okay.
Basically, I represent Providence Consulting Design.
Yes.
They are they're the designers for AES Orchard Park LLC. They own the facility. And it's a minor parking lot expansion on the front entry circle. Basically, the problem they're having there, people parking in the lawn, that's not the main parking lot. There's a lot of parking out back that I think meets the code requirements that are set up in the zoning law. But basically, what we're doing is kind of trying to get a couple more. They're very short-term parking. Sometimes they'll have visitors come in there, or they'll have vendors, or they'll actually have emergency vehicles there occasionally, and they wanted to have some more basic temporary parking up front. There presently is 5 stalls there, including, I think there's 2 handicapped. And the proposal is to increase that, to double that with 5 new stalls, approximately 2,000 square feet of asphalt. We were not proposing to change anything else as far as utilities go that serve that circle. Storm drain is already there. Landscaping is already there. There's some stormwater detention facilities out front, but they're in the parking setback. We're compliant with that as well.
Out of the 5 spaces, are any of them handicapped?
No. No, they're all 10 by 20. They're large stalls. And so basically there's 3 on the north side, or I'm sorry, there's 2 on the north side of the driveway as you come in on the north side of the circle, and then 3 that come off the south side. So really no change to the site plan particularly, except a couple thousand square feet of pavement.
How close, I don't know, this is accurate, the way they circle this drawing. Is that accurate, where they're going to be placed?
Yeah, there's a second page to that where we did an enlarged plan.
My question is that the parking spots themselves, how close are they actually going to be to the street?
They're back 50 feet from the right-of-way line, which is
up. Oh, 50 feet.
Yeah. I think there's a parking setback. It's right there.
But you have a very nice sort of decorative tree as you go past your entry sign.
Yeah, there's that monument sign there.
Yeah, and then there's a tree just past that, just to the north of that. Is there going to be any intrusion into that?
I don't think that's in the footprint of the new paper. I have to verify that. We topoed this a couple years ago. And I'm sorry I didn't bring the big drawings, because they were going to do something entirely different.
I have a full-size plan right
here. Oh, do you? I'm not sure that tree is sticked up in the hotel.
Tom, how big is the right-of-way there? Is it 20? Do they have 20-foot right-of-way?
No, that's a larger road. But the 50-foot setback is in addition to the right-of-way, not from the end of the pavement.
I just want to make sure that the new parking is going to be too close to the road. It's not something.
So, as you come in from Sterling,
right.
Here's the monument sign.
Right.
There's a tree here. If it's in the right of way, I mean, if it's out here in the front, we're not getting there.
Okay.
You know, we're this line right here, I believe, is the parking setback right here. So
for the pre-ad.
Yeah, I don't. I drove by there a couple of times, and I don't see where we're really doing anything except maybe having to watch for, this is a tree here,
okay.
And And I know there's a little bit of electrical conflict right here. So the worst case scenario is that we can reroute that. But I don't, and I don't know why if we, because we topoed this in 2018, and, so that tree would have shown up. But I can double check that.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not as part of the approval provision? You just have them stake out the drip line before they start doing construction.
Could you say that loud?
Yeah. So as part of the approval, why don't you just have them stake out the drip line for the tree? That they can't do any digging within that drip line. And that should save the tree. I mean, if George Schichter was alive in here, he'd be able to explain it to you a lot better than I do, but...
Say that again.
the drip line staked out and no construction within the drip line.
There's a conflict. Is it appropriate to replace the tree then? I mean, I presented two or three different site plans to these guys. We had some that were more intrusive. Where they said, okay, show us a minimum maximum. And I think we had one plan that basically just kind of blew up the front yard and put parking in everywhere that was behind that setback. I can't remember if there was maybe 20 stalls. And I sent them the three proposals and they picked the least amount of parking. So I'm not sure if that's economic or what their deal is, but I don't think there's another way to do that small scale thing if the trees are in conflict with one of the stalls.
But do you know that for sure?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure if there is a conflict.
Take a look at it first and stake it and see if it is or isn't.
But as an alternate, if there is a conflict, the question is, can we just put another tree there? How big the tree is?
And it's relatively good size.
I don't think there was any big trees there.
No,
except
it's not huge, but
it's like a red maple or something?
I can't recall exactly what it was. It was a little more heavily branched.
Okay. But I'll take a look at it. I'll take a look at that.
Is it transplantable?
Probably not.
A little bigger than that.
Trees don't like
that. Not once they get their growth.
So I guess are there any other questions or I suspect there would be some solution. I think we can move ahead with an approval contingent on parking not intruding within the drip line. Should that be the case, then we can look to the expertise of conservation in terms of potential alternatives or look to a slight modification.
I think I can resolve that with a tape measure, actually.
Yeah.
Great.
If there are no other questions, I guess I'll make a motion. Yeah. Regarding planning board file 23A.2, I would recommend the planning board approve the presented site plan and authorize the construction of five new parking spaces per the plan received on 7/25/2022 based on the following conditions and stipulation. One, all public notices have been filed. Two, this is an unlisted secret action, and therefore no determination is required. Three, approval. based on the site plan submitted on October 25, 2022, and drip line outline for the existing tree will be determined, and approval will move forward so long as there is no intrusion into that drip line. I'll second that motion. Those in favor, please indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Let me put it on the site plan and just get it to Remy. Is that?
Yeah.
And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Mr. Chair, who seconded that motion?
I did.
Oh, okay.
The only Henry's
track of who's here and say a little bit about, you know, who you are and where you're from.
I thought this was the Matiapa gotcha.
Wrong place. Pesci, you're from Premier Design, Project Engineering.
I'm Sean Richter, Director of Operations for Jim State.
I'm Eric Richter, Director of Operations.
I'm Jim from Jim State, Jim McGrath.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're just here to present the product to you at a preliminary stage and get any initial feedback you guys have before we move forward with the rest of the design plans.
Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, and, you know, a little bit about...
Hold it up and so we can see.
Yeah, I know. Thanks, yeah.
Yeah, so it's approximately 2,800 square foot fast food restaurant.
I was
going to say yeah, that'd be quite better. 10 stacking spaces are provided for the drive-thru lane, 36 on-site parking spaces for regular vehicles. We are proposing to keep the traffic connection between the rear and the post site to the actual residential religious facility. We will be reusing the existing curb cut on North Buffalo Road.
Bigger is this versus building that's there? It used to be a fish and chips place way back when before.
What I can scale here, it's probably about 1.5 inches. That would be
maybe 2,000.
600 square feet bigger, so.
How much?
600 square feet.
Yeah, 600 square feet. So. If you can kind of see it, that square dash line right here. That's the existing building.
Do you have any other gym steakhouses that have the same type of configuration, drive-thru?
We do.
We do.
Seneca Street and Transit Road.
I know the one on Seneca Street. I didn't know if you had a thing there, the one on Transit Road. Yeah.
Now, is there outside dining here?
In the front, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Small
area.
How many?
Yeah, it'll be a small area.
Smaller.
Smaller.
Okay.
Smaller. Question. Well, what is your normal stacking pattern for,
in terms of quantity?
Yeah.
So we have some numbers here.
I brought numbers. I knew this question would come up. I can give you the years here. Just for you. This is 2021 and 22 are two stores, base stores that you have drive-thrus. I get a lot more. Here.
Well, the good thing is you had the experience with the other stores.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't think you'd be here shooting yourself in the foot.
No.
It's fire. I mean, we're always very concerned about stacking.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Yeah.
This is a lot different than a Timmy Morgan team.
If you guys look at these numbers,
I'll just give you an idea.
About 500 pairs a week.
We do a week what Tim Morgan does in a day.
We're only doing about 500 a week. So 500 to 600 a week, where Tim Hortons said about 600 a day. 5 to 6 a day.
It's more than a paper window.
Anybody else?
Than a driver.
Did you
you have a formal agreement with Tabernacle to continue to use that driveway through the back?
Yes.
They actually requested for us. They asked for it. So we agreed to do that with them.
So everybody after church on Sunday is going to be coming.
Right.
You got that right.
Part of the plan.
Well, I can assure you, sir, that your West Seneca location is going to be reduced. Because I'm going to be going to Orchard Park.
Oh, I'm hoping not. It is kind of close.
You can have a sandwich there and we'll drive over and grab one on the other one.
Gee, I'm right about that.
It certainly seems like it's well planned. You were very clearly prepared for the cluster,
yeah.
Which you seem to be quite sure would be asked.
Yeah, I knew it. It would come up.
I would just ask folks on the board if they have any questions to help you as you look at the project. Any thoughts? Greg, any things of interest to you?
Stormwater? Any
change? The site is under an acre. The approximate impervious cover will be about the same as it currently is. Obviously, we'll be doing some regrading on the site. We will be adding some improvements to the stormwater sewer system. There's an existing storm pipe that runs along the north side of the property that we will drain and discharge into, and actually pump goes up to Orchard Park Road. But since we're under an acre, we want to comply with the DEC stormwater regulations in terms of quantity and quality of storage.
So we have to handle the pond and the water down.
Pardon?
So we have to handle the pond and
correct.
I believe our standard exceeds state.
Go ahead.
No questions here. I'm excited about your project.
Thank you much.
I think there would be a welcome addition to Orchard Park.
I think so too. Nice looking building.
I'm getting hungry just looking at it. No, I think it's a perfect location. It really is.
So
I remember when the old restaurant was there, and I know this is going to be a little bit bigger, but I think it would be perfect for Orchard Park. That is considered to be, during your design, that's considered to be the entryway into Orchard Park. So I believe you've already submitted a tentative proposal as far as aesthetically and what it's going to look like.
Yes, we have a concept rendering.
We know you'll make sure it's done right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all I have. Oh, there it is. Okay, thank you.
I do
echo the sentiments of the gentleman before me. I think this is going to be a good project for Orchard Park, and especially the idea of a significant improvement for a number of different reasons that site and the gateway into Orchard Park, so to speak. I did have one question. Having stopped at Jim Steakhouse at various times today and morning, what would your anticipated hours of operation be at this location?
Not sure, but I don't think it's this 5 in the morning kind of paper. But yeah, I don't...
That's sometimes necessary.
Do you want it
late? We don't have any 5 a.m. stores anymore. Our weekend latest hours are 4 a.m., but our West Seneca location is 2 a.m.
But we more or less let the business decide, what people are around or whether or not. But I don't know, is there a ruling, time limit? Got to close by 2 or 3 or...
There's not a lot of residential there, so...
None.
And I know, late night I end up going to McDonald's and rather go to Jim's Steakhouse.
There you go.
There we go.
2 o'clock in the morning.
We'll be there for you.
24 hours.
One of the things that we find as a dining situation in Orchard Park is unfortunately some of us get hungry a little late at night and basically... The sidewalks get rolled up.
I know.
So
we've been attached to our name, the 4 o'clock in the morning thing. Because that's what we do know there for 40 years now. So I don't like to say it until 4 in the morning, but if the business is there.
I was just curious about the intent.
As late as we can.
or is logical.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to check the traffic.
Yeah. Once business dies, we close.
Yeah.
No comments, just my intuition. I'll review it.
Okay. It sounds like everybody's pretty interested in seeing the project move forward and sees it as a very welcome addition. Though it will certainly not help our way. Thank you for coming. Thank you for
having us. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
I've been there six times in 2 weeks.
You have?
On the Seneca
it's
Street.
It's more than I've been there.
I have no food.
Is that the very first?